Alright, Tabosai, good morning. So we're continuing again on page Kuf Tzadik Gimel in Perek Yotes in Chilaka Chasidus. So we're picking up about four lines down. Vitira. Therefore, again, it's clear. Shazos hi yira ha'amitis. Shehi yiras haromimos shezacharim. So we'll say what comes out is that the ultimate yiras Hashem that one could possess is not a yira, not a fear of punishment, not a yiras ha'onesh, but ultimately, again, a reverence that is generated by acknowledging and recognizing the greatness, the exalted nature of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shebat haloy hakavod hamiskarev al chibo ba'ava ukimo she'echtov od. Because ultimately, again, when one goes ahead and recognizes the great glory of the Ribono Shel Olam, this is something that engenders and creates a bond of love, as we're going to discuss more. B'siyat d'shmayim, ma she'in ken yiras ha'onesh, she'ina ha'ikaris. As opposed to if a person lives their life without Kodesh Baruch Hu, the relationship is one of yiras ha'onesh, fear of punishment, because that's not the essence. Ve'in ma'alos hamidos ha'ilin imshachos imenu. And the truth is, serving Kodesh Baruch Hu because of fear of punishment does not engender any of the other positive character traits that we have been discussing. So also what he's referring to over here is the following, that ultimately when one engages in what the Ramchal called Hidr Mitzvah, when one engages ultimately again in this process where one goes ahead and goes above and beyond for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because I have to, and not because ultimately I'm commanded to, but because I recognize that once I know what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, the greatest way to express my love to Him is to go above and beyond and to try to do for Him. Once I know that, then at the end of the day, again, that's what engenders a real sense of Yiras Hashem. Not, again, not a fear of punishment, but ultimately, again, a recognition or a reverence of His greatness. V'nachzor l'inyan HaShabbos. Let's go back for a moment and discuss Shabbos. Hine Amru, Rav Anan Lavish Gunda. So Chazal say, the Gemara Masech Shabbos writes, that Rav Anan would wear a Gunda. What does that mean? Dehainu Shahaya Lavish Beged Shachor Be'erev Shabbos, Kadeshiye Nikar Yoser Kavod HaShabbos Belav Shobo Begadim Nad. This is interesting. That on Erev Shabbos, Rav would wear much simpler clothing in order that when he changed into his Shabbos clothing, the beauty of the Shabbos clothing would be even more pronounced. Such an idea, beautiful idea. He says, "Nimtza shelo levad ha'achana l'Shabbos hu mechlal ha'kibud." So we see over here something very interesting that we discussed Shabbos before, right? And we discussed again what all the different rabbinic personalities used to do in order to be mechabed the Shabbos. But here we see that giving honor to the Shabbos is not just a function of what you do, rather, ela afido ha'eder, but rather sometimes even abstaining from something, meaning the fact that Rav did not wear as nice of clothing on Erev Shabbos in order to make a point, in order that a Shabbos clothing should look even more beautiful. You see, that's covered as well. You see, again, that's covered Shabbos as well. Shemi kocho yibachin yoser metzias ha'kibud. So sometimes refraining from doing something is in and of itself an expression of kavod for the mitzvah. V'chein asru, another example of this, v'chein asru likboa su'uda be'erev Shabbos v'pnei kavod HaShabbos. We know the halach is that one is not supposed to sit down to a big meal. Again, this is talking later on in the day. Why? Because of kavod Shabbos. How is that kavod Shabbos? Because, again, we want the person to eat the Shabbos meal with the gusto and excitement and a good appetite. So, again, here you see another example of abstaining from something ultimately engenders a sense of kavod. Furthermore, again, another piece of this Yiras Hashem is kavod ha-Torah v'lom deha. It's having proper kavod for Torah and for Talmidei Chachamim. U'behej yashaninu. And the truth is, we discussed this explicitly already. Anyone who honors the Torah, his body is ultimately respected by others. So again, Rabbi Yochanan asks, we're learning about him on Shabbos afternoon, why did Achav merit reigning over Malchus Yisrael for 22 years? You know, say it's an exceptionally. I mean, if you look at the stories of the Nevi'im, 22 years is a very long time. Achav was the terrible Russian Oved Avodah Zarah. So why was he given a 22-year reign? Listen to this. Lefi shekibed es haTorah shenitna be'esim ushtaim osios. Because he honored the Torah, which was given in 22 letters. We'll discuss what that means just a moment. What does it mean he honored the Torah? Shneemar, vayishlach malochim el achav, vahaya komachmad aynecha yasimu biadam v'lakachu, vayomer lemalchei ben hadad, imru la'adoni hamelech, kol asher shalachta el avdecha berishona eseh, vadavar hazeh lu'uchal lasos. Listen to this. This is amazing. So when ben hadad, who was the king of Aram, when he went ahead and he sent messengers to Achav and essentially told Achav, give me all of your treasures, give me everything you value. And he said to him specifically, give me that which you value most. So Achav said, I'll give you all the money, I'll give you all the riches, but if you want me to give you what I value most, that I can't give you. My machmad einecha. So what is that thing? Machmad einecha means the treasure of your eye. What is that thing that is most special to you? So lav sefer Torah. Is this not ultimately again a sefer Torah? And apparently again, Achav was willing to give away all of the money, all of the gold, all of the silver, was not willing to give away a sefer Torah. We'll say if you're looking in the red edition, look at footnote 152. Vayishlach malachim el Achav. Ben Hadad Malach Aram, Tsar al Shomron. This is just the background story. So Ben Hadad, the king of Aram, he laid siege to Shomron. V'shalach el Achav Melech Yisrael, Kineem Hashem. And he sent a message to Achav saying the following. V'yomer lo, ko Omar Ben Hadad, kaspecha v'zahavcha lihu, v'nashecha ubanecha hatovim lihem. So Ben Hadad said the following to Achav, your gold and your silver, they're mine. And your children and your women, they are mine as well. Vayan HaMelech Yisrael Vayomer. So Achav responded and he said, Kidvarecha Adoni HaMelech, Li Ani V'chol Asher Li. So Achav responds to the king, okay, look, whatever you want, we're yours. Ach Kasha Ben Hadad Hosif Adrishosa V'Amar. But when Hadad added on to his request and said, V'haya Kol Machmad Einecha Yasimu Biadam V'Halchu. But yet, when Ben Hadad wrote that anything that you covet in your eyes, so send it to me. So then, Sireif Achav Lehanoslo, Vayomer Lemalachi Ben Hadad. So what happened? So apparently, gold and silver Achav was willing to part with. Even the women and children as servants, he's willing to part with. When Ben Hadad says, I want that which is most precious in your eyes, so Achav says, can't do it. What was it that was most precious in Achav's eyes? Says the Gemara, Sefer Torah. And furthermore, Chazal says, so what happened? That the Chazal says that if you're traveling from one place to another, you may not put the Sefer Torah in a sack, or to put it on top of the donkey and ride on top of it. Rather, you should hold it as you're traveling. So it says, the idea over here is that it's not just enough to learn Torah, but one must respect the actual Torah itself, the actual scroll itself. One must love the actual scroll. But asru od leishev al amita shesefer Torah la. You can't sit on a bed that a sefer Torah is there. V'chein amru ein zarkin kisvei kodesh va'afila halachos va'agados. Furthermore, we learn that you can't throw out holy writings, even halachos va'agados, Jewish law, and agada. But asru lahaniach neviim uksuvim agabi chumashim. And you can't place a nach on top of a chumash. Hein eila dvarim sha'asru chachamin ezuchon lebracha. L'chol adas Yisrael. These are the things that Chazal asked for all of the Jewish people. Ve'achosid yeshlo lilmod me'ila. U'lehosif aleim kahina v'chahina l'chvod shem Hashem elokav. And the chosid ultimately has to learn from these things and to add on in order to amplify the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God. So the idea over here is, Chazal tried to express to us the incredible nature of Kavod HaTorah, which, if you think about it, makes sense. When you respect something, so ultimately that engenders a greater amount of love in your eyes. So if the Torah itself becomes something that I respect, then the physical Torah itself becomes something that I respect, then by definition it enhances and amplifies the love that I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do a little bit more. Bechlal zeh, included in this general idea, Hanikayon v'atara hatzricha l'divrei Torah. But say the idea over here also is that when we learn the cleanliness and purity that one must have when engaging in Divrei Torah, Shelo la'asok ba afilu bihiruhur b'mekamos ha'metunafim v'lo bi'adayim she'en nekiyos, that a person should not learn in when, if a person is situated in a place that's unclean or with hands that are unclean, ukvar hibru chachamim zichron levracha la'hazir azeh b'mekamos rabim. So again, remember, part of this respect for Torah is I have to be in the proper physical state to be able to learn Torah. It has to be a clean place. I can't be thinking about inappropriate things. My hands have to be clean. Next, ube'inyon lom de Torah. Shabbos said, but remember, it's not just enough to respect the scroll. You have to respect Tamidi Chachamim. Himi mikrokos. The pasuk says, Amakov Tzadikim, the red edition, Vipnei Seva Tokum Vadarta Pnei Zakim. You will go ahead and stand up, right, in front of an elderly person. Vadarta Pnei Zakim, you will give honor to the face of an elderly person. Uminoya Finan Lachomine Kavod, She'ef Shar La'asos Lahem, She'roi Vadai Lahas Lachosid Shiaseu. I both say, now remember again, the word Zakim is a mnemonic for Ze Shekana Chachma, one who has acquired wisdom. So Chazal ultimately learned out from this pasuk the need to honor Tamidi Chachamim. How do we honor Tamidi Chachamim? We chomine kavod shef shalas uslam shroi vaday lachasid shiaseu. Any way in which you could be mechaved a Tamid Chacham, you should try to do so. Any way in which we could give honor to someone who learns Torah, we should do so. Ukva amru zuchron levracha ve'esir ei Hashem yichabed. Those who revere God shall be honored. Ze Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. This refers to Yehoshaphat King. Listen to how beautiful this is. Shekevan Shahaya Roet Hamut Chacham. When he would see a Hamut Chacham, Haya Omid Nikiso. This is the king. This is the king. The king would get up from his throne. And what happened? Haya Omid Nikiso. Mechabko Umenashko. He would get up, and what would happen? He would hug a Hamut Chacham. He would kiss a Hamut Chacham. And he would say, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. Right? My Rebbe, my teacher, my teacher. Rebbe Zera. Kishaya Chalush Milimudo, listen to this, Rabbi Zera, when he would go ahead and he would be too tired to learn, Hayamesim Atzmo Al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. He would sit opposite the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash, La'asos Mitzvah Kishayakom Milifnei Tamid Chachamim, that he would get up every single time he saw Tamid Chachamim. So can you imagine how beautiful this is? He was too tired to learn, so what would he do? He still didn't want to be idle, so he would sit opposite the Beis HaMedrash, and every time Tamid Chachamim came, he would stand up. By the way, the other piece that's also interesting from this is that you see that the mitzvah to honor Tamidi Chachamim is not just like from a simple person to a great person, but even great people, right? Even Tamidi Chachamim themselves have an obligation to be mechabed one another. So let's just finish the end of this paragraph. So we see again that what Chazak, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us is to honor his Torah, and by extension, honoring his Torah ultimately, again, it's honoring those who learn Torah. V'chevan shukev. Mi ha'ish hechafetz lasos nachas ruach liotzro. Hinei b'derach ze yelech v'yosef legach betach belusav v'la'asos yash lefani v'zach. And also remember, the whole theme of this chapter, of the chapter of Chasidus, is all about this idea that the greatest way to express one's love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, once you see what it is that God wants and God desires, you build on that. U'bechlal zeh kimokin kibud beis hakneses u'beis hamedrash. Along these same lines is honoring, proper honor for a shul, proper honor for a beis medrash. She'ein adai shelo yinag bahem kalas rosh. It goes without saying, Rabbi Osir, that you can't act in a silly, like kalas rosh, you know, lightheaded manner. Ela she'yinag bahem kol minei kibud u'mora. Rather, you should go ahead and actually conduct yourself with proper kavod, with proper reverence in everything you do. And I will say, anything that you would not do in the midst of the king's palace, you should not do in the shul either. Which I will say is an incredible, incredible thing. I often say, not that I know of this firsthand, but sometimes the most ridiculous and egregious behavior occurs in shuls. It's an amazing thing, especially in breaches of interpersonal conduct. And if you think about it, how crazy it is. People act in ways and they say things that they wouldn't do in any other arena of life. And yet again, if there's one place that we have to have the greatest amount of kavod, and I will say, you should also, this is also the same idea, let's say in the midst of tefillah with talking. You know, okay, so every shul struggles with talking one way or another. But it's an interesting thing that the concept of talking during davening is not just the din in disparaging tefillah. It's not just that a person demonstrates a wanton disrespect for davening. What it also is that a person lacks kavod for the place. The place itself demands a certain level of respect and regard. The place itself demands a certain level of kavod. So when a person talks or a person just acts in a way that just is not befitting, it's demeaning of the kavod itself. So stop over here for today. What comes out again from the Ramchal, something very interesting. So what we learned about today are, again, in order to actualize this need of chasidus, we have to love the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly demonstrates his love for, which for today means expressing our love for Torah, actively expressing love for Torah, expressing love for Talmidei Chachamim, and ultimately, again, expressing a love, respect, and reverence for places in which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. All right, so we'll stop over here.